Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 7 Text number 118. He mata paramparaya desha vaishnava hoya Krishna nama mrita vaniya desha basaila. By hearing the holy name of Krishna, the entire country became Vaishnavas. It was as if the nectar of the holy name of Krishna overflooded the entire country. Text 119. Katakshane Prabhu Yadi Bhaya Prakashila Kumera Saveka Bahu Samana Karila. After some time, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his external consciousness, a priest from the Lord Korma deity gave him various offerings. Ye grame yaya tahan evya vahara ekartani kahila nakaribe arabhara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mode of preaching has already been explained, and I shall not repeat the explanation. In whatever village the Lord entered, his behavior was the same. Kurma nama se grame Vaidika Brahmana Bahushrada Bhaktya Kaila Prabhurha Nimantrana. In one village there was a Vedic Brahmana named Kurma. He invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home with great respect and devotion. Garyani Prabhura Kaila Pada Prakashalana Sejala Vamsha Sahita Karile Bhakshana. This Brahmana brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, washed his lotus feet, and with his family members drank that water. Aneka prakara snehe bhikshakaraila gosanira sheshanana savamshekahila. With great affection and respect, that Korma Brahman made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat all kinds of food. After that, the remnants were shared by all the members of the family. Ye pada padma tomara brahma dhyaya kare jana kare se pada padma sakshat aila mura kare. The Brahmana then began to pray, O my Lord, your lotus feet are meditated upon by Lord Brahma, and these very lotus feet have come into my home. Mora bhagyera simha nayaya kahana Aji mora shlagyaya hoila janma kula dan. My dear Lord, there is no limit to my great fortune. It cannot be described. Today my family, birth, and riches have all been glorified. Kripakari Prabhu Morhe Yantomara Sange Sahite na Pariduka Vishaya Tarange. The Brahmana begged Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, kindly show me favor and let me go with you. I can no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic life. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This statement is applicable for everyone, regardless of how rich or prosperous one may be. Narottam Das Thakur has confirmed this statement. Samsara vishanale diva nishi hiya jwale. He states that the materialistic way of life causes a burning in the heart. One cannot make any provisions for the troublesome life of the material world. It is a fact that one may be very happy as far as riches are concerned, and one may be very opulent in every respect. Yet one has to manage the vishayas to meet the demands of the body and of so many family members and subordinates. One has to take so much trouble to minister to others. Narottam Das Thakur therefore prays, Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man. Thus one must become freed from the materialistic way of life. One has to merge himself in the ocean of transcendental bliss. In other words, one cannot relish transcendental bliss without being freed from the materialistic way of life. It appears that the Brahmana named Korma was materially very happy, for he expressed his family tradition as Janmakula Dan. Now being glorious, he wanted to leave all these material opulences. He wanted to travel with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to the Vedic way of civilization, one should leave his family after attaining 50 years of age and go to the forest of Vrindavan to devote the rest of his life to the service of the Lord. Kripakara Prabhu Mori Yantomara Sange Sahite Ne Paraduka Vishaya Tarange. Om Jnana Chmandasya Gidanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Mandu Shri Gure Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Visham Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Tadati Sva Padandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansa Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Thamsa Jivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakambitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Okesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschacare Shatarine Chakalpa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So it's my great honor and pleasure to be here this evening. Thank you for having me. I'd especially like to express my gratitude to Doyal Sagar Prabhu and his family for having me here. Thank you so much. I'm grateful to you for hosting us. So I've been asked to speak tonight on the topic of the meaning of the Grihastha Ashram. So what is a Grihastha Ashram? Is it just a place where we live together with a family? I've been traveling around in Richmond past couple few weeks and seeing many different houses. And I'm seeing houses being constructed and houses being demolished and people moving into houses and people thinking about moving into houses. And we did a Bhumi Puja also. Now the house is being constructed. Yesterday I was in Chester. I was down by the James River, and I saw one bird that kept flying over and picking up sticks and leaves and flying away. And can you guess what the bird was building?
Nest.
He's making nest. So we see many houses around here, and we look in the trees, we see many nests also. But there really is not much difference, except expense and trouble. It's a lot of trouble for us to build the houses. But for the bird, they just pick up the stick and go, and a few days' time, it's finished. Wife is satisfied. It's hard for us to do like that. Look, honey, I have some leaves, some sticks, it's ready. I don't think they'll buy it. They won't buy it. They want something better than that. But the birds are fully satisfied, because the birds are looking for a place that's just a shelter against the wind and the snow and the rain and the heat. And for the birds, the nest does all those things for them. And for us, we build some apartment or some house to get shelter from the rain and the heat and the snow. And we also have a attached bath and a kitchen. Birds don't need that. They just go down. Their food is just outside. They can easily pick up. If we could just eat the grass, then we wouldn't need the kitchen also. Place for the kids to sleep. Nest is fine. Nest is fine for birds. Everyone's happy, satisfied. So there's really, what is the difference between the house that we live in and the house the birds are living in? We're eating, they're eating, we're mating, they're mating, we're sleeping, they're sleeping, we're defending, we lock the door, they defend, any other bird comes, they shout at the bird. Oh, what is the difference? The difference between them is what makes the home actually a Grihastha Ashram. That besides the eating, the sleeping, the mating, and the defending, Atato Brahma Jigyasya, now we should inquire about the Absolute Truth. And in this section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we'll briefly discuss today, Lord Chaitanya gives instructions to the Korma Brahman about how to live in his household life, about how to live in his griha, so that it's not just a nest for the birds, how to make his life successful. And the way that we make our life successful is that we end this samsar chakra, this repetition of birth and death. Abrahma bhuvana loke puna arvartino juna mamupechatu kantaya puna janma navidyate. We want to stop cycling through birth and death and end this samsar chakra. And if we're family people, if we're a husband or we're a wife, We want to end it not just for us, but for our family members also. And not just our immediate family members, but our extended family member of the whole human society. Brahmate Brahmanda Bhumate Hoy, Manusya Janmajar, Jana Satakakari, Para Upakar. That one especially born in India should make his life successful by becoming Krishna conscious, by chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And then helping others also make their life successful. Help them become Krishna conscious. And it's resistance, because Maya is very strong. Deviesha guna mayi mama maya jirataya ma meva ye prapajante maya me tantarantite. And Maya's material energy is very strong. From that, looking out the window here, it all appears to look very nice. The sun is just setting, the green grass is there, the new flowers in the spring are coming up, and everything looks very peaceful. You know, many people are living in their houses. But what people don't realize is that Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi, there's birth going on, there's death going on, disease, old age, none of this can be stopped. When a juice manufacturer is manufacturing juice, he can put whatever he wants on the label. Apple juice, it says apple juice on it. Grape juice, it says grape juice on it. So we go in the shop, we buy the apple juice, we buy the grape juice. Now, what happens if the manufacturer decides to put pineapple juice sign on a bottle of grape juice? Right? We go in the shop and it says pineapple juice, but actually what's inside is the grape juice. So who only knows? Only the manufacturer knows what's actually inside. So similarly, there's a big label on the material world that says very nice, happy place, you can enjoy here, but only the manufacturer really knows what's inside. And Krishna says that this material world is dukkalayam. It's a place of suffering. So he's a manufacturer, so he knows what's inside really, despite what is on the label. So we should learn to understand this, become Krishna conscious, and then help others also, despite what they think is on the label. No, it looks so nice. We have to help them. How to make life successful? We should chant Hare Krishna, and we should preach Krishna consciousness. We should share Krishna consciousness with others. And that's the essence of the duty of the grahastha. He should chant Hare Krishna, he should make his life successful, and he should preach Krishna consciousness also. This is the instruction of Lord Chaitanya. So let's read some more from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So just to bring you up to speed on what's been happening in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the Madhya Lila in the 7th chapter. And Lord Chaitanya is in South India. And as he's traveling in South India, he's chanting Hare Krishna, he's chanting Krishna, 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 Hey. He's creating big sankirtans, hundreds of people, thousands of people, whole villages will come out to see him. He'll embrace the villagers, he'll infuse them with love for Krishna. They'll become very inspired in Krishna consciousness, and then they'll go back to their villages and embrace their villagers, and their villagers will become Krishna conscious. So in like this way, Lord Chaitanya is infusing all of South India with Krishna consciousness. It's like he's coming, doing a house program, everyone becomes fully ecstatic in Krishna consciousness, and everyone they meet becomes fully ecstatic. And then he goes next day, another place, walks to the next place, another program, and everyone is in ecstasy. Next place, another program, next place, another program. And he stays overnight with grahasthas, and they feed him prasadam. So he's come to Korma Kshetra, and he meets someone called the Korma Brahmana. And the Korma Brahmana invites him into his home, washes his feet, drinks the water, gives the water to his family members, feeds him prasadam, and takes the remnants, gives the remnants to his family, and is just so happy, so blissful that Lord Chaitanya has come to my house. You know, like today Prabhuji said, Doya Sagar Prabhu, Oh, I'm so happy you came to my house. Imagine if Lord Chaitanya came to your house. You know how happy you'd be, you know? He'd be shining like the sun. You wouldn't even need the lights, you know? It's like the whole place would be illuminated. Everybody would be, you know, foaming in the mouth, rolling on the ground, all in ecstasy, shivering, you know, tears falling from their eyes, you know, and then just so eager to go and preach Krishna consciousness to everyone else. So he was so happy that Lord Chaitanya came to his house. So then he just was feeling, you know, I don't want to leave Lord Chaitanya. You know, please take me with you. I just want to leave everything and I just want to be with you. I just want to go with you. So now Lord Chaitanya is giving an instruction to the Korma Brahman about what is the best thing for him to do. So he says,
Prabhu kahe ache bat kabu na kahiba grihe rahi krishna nam nirantara laibha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, don't speak like that again. Don't speak like that again. Don't say that you want to come with me. Better to remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always.
So this is the advice to the householder, and he gave this advice again and again wherever he went, that the householder should be responsible, they should stay at home, because this is the best means of purification for them. And they should chant Hare Krishna at home. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, get together with your family members, sit on your front porch, clap your hands, and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is Sankirtan. Invite some of your friends and neighbors. That is the perfection. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita there are four varnas and ashrams.
Chaturvarnyamaya srishtam guna karma vibhagashaha tasyakartram apimam vidyakartram avyayam.
Krishna says these four varnas. These four varnas and these four ashrams are created by me, Krishna said. So they're to help us move forward in spiritual life. Each one provides us with purification according to our guna and karma. Guna, karma, vibhaga, shaha. So for one in the brahmachari ashram, there are austerities for purification. What am I going to eat today? You know, only the guru decides like that. Where am I going to sleep? You know, only the guru decides like that. Where am I going to stay? Only the guru decides. Then there's austerities in the grahastha ashram, working hard to provide for the family and concern about the children. Are they becoming Krishna conscious? There's so many mouths to feed. Can we feed them like that? Then there are austerities in the vanaprastha ashram. You know, you have to eat this very austere diet. And where to sleep, how to travel to the holy places. Maybe there'll be wild animals like tigers. What to do? And then there are austerities in the sannyasi ashram also. In modern ISKCON, it's how to catch your flight without being late. How to deal with so many disciples who are calling you with so many different problems. Mostly, most of them family members having problems with their families, asking you how to deal with their family problems. So there are austerities in all the different ashrams. They're all facility for purification. And all of them should work together in cooperation to preach Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, it is not advisable in this age of Kali to leave one's family suddenly, for people are not trained as proper brahmacharis and grahasthas. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised the brahmana not to be too eager to give up family life. It would be better to remain with his family and try to become purified by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra regularly.
under the direction of the spiritual master. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If this principle is followed by everyone, there's no need to accept sannyas. In the next verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises everyone to become an ideal householder by 1. Offenselessly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and 2. Teaching the same principle to everyone he meets. So here's that verse. It's a very famous verse, very important verse. Madhya Lila chapter 7, verse 128. Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh Amar agyai guru hoyatara edesh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. So we should become the spiritual master just by delivering the instruction, even if we're just like a postal peon. You know, this is also successful. Like, let's say that my father wants to send me a check for $1 million. And he puts it in an envelope, and he gives a check to Divyanam Prabhu to give to me. And Divyanam, yeah, my father had contacted you about sending some Lakshmi, hadn't he?
No.
Just, okay, then just in case he had, okay? So he gives you the envelope, and Divyanam Prabhu is not a millionaire, but he hands over the envelope, and because I've received the envelope unchanged, in perfect condition, with the check inside, I become the millionaire. So similarly, if we just take the message of Krishna, which is like $1 million, the message of Bhagavad Gita, more than $1 million, priceless, Bhagavatam, and we just give that message to someone else, even though we may not have any qualifications ourselves, just by distributing that message, delivering that message, then we fulfill the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. So we should just do our best to do that, to take the message of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and just deliver it to as many people as we can. So this is an outreach endeavor. So basically, two principles are there in ideal grihastha life. We should, number one, chant Hare Krishna ourselves, become Krishna conscious. And number two, we should try to give the message of Krishna and Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam to others. This is the essence. So also in conjunction with becoming Krishna conscious, chanting Hare Krishna, and also delivering that message to others, we should also maintain our responsibilities in grihastha life. We should be ideal grihasthas. Just like Ram was the ideal husband, just like Sita was the ideal wife, just like Ram was the ideal son. In this way, we should endeavor to be exemplary so that when other people outside see us, Yad yad archarati shreshtas tatta devatara janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokastada nivartate. They'll see our example, and they'll be inspired by our example. And they'll say, wow, this Krishna conscious person, this person has such a nice family life. What can I do to also have a nice family life? Because now in Kali Yuga, some families are in so much trouble. So people will appreciate seeing a good family situation. So if we can demonstrate a good family situation, they'll say, I also want that. How can I get it? And they'll ask you, and you can just say, just by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by accepting Krishna's message in Bhagavad Gita, Raja Vidya Rajaguyam Pavitramidam Uttamam Prajakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartam Avinam. Taking this king of knowledge and achieving this everlasting happiness. Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Pum Samparo Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhoksajaya Hoitaki Apatiyata Yayatma Supasidati. The highest understanding is rendering service to Krishna. And if one renders service to Krishna,
That's ahoitaki apratiyata, unmotivated, uninterrupted. Then yayatma suprasediti, the atma, the soul, will become suprasediti. Prasediti means satisfied. Suprasediti means very satisfied. Su. Superman, suprasediti, super satisfied. So we should set a nice example and especially take good care of our children. Once one mother, she's a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, she was saying, Prabhupada, I don't have time for my book distribution, my other services, as I have taken care of my child. And Prabhupada said, that is the most important thing. Your child is like your deity. You do your deity worship, your child is like your deity. You have to take care. This is your topmost priority. It's very important. And the best way we can take care of our children is to help them become Krishna conscious. Lord Rishabhdev explains in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Fifth canto, fifth chapter, 18th verse. Guru na sasyat, swajano na sasyat, pita na sasyaj janani na sasyat. Daivam na tatsyan na patis chasasyan, namo chayadya samupeta mrityum. He says, one who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. So it's actually a duty. If we take on this role, we should be prepared to deliver our dependents, our children, those that are dependent on us. We should do whatever we have in our power to help them become Krishna conscious. This is one of the most sacred duties of a grihastha. So this will help others, this will inspire those who are not devotees to come to devotional service and inspire our family also. We should set the example. How our children are going to chant Hare Krishna and how our children will give out Krishna's message, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, if we're not doing it. We have to demonstrate. We have to set the example. So this is our great opportunity to serve our children by setting the good example, by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. And by spreading Krishna consciousness. And we should cooperate with the other ashrams. The ashrams, the four ashrams, are all designed to work together like different limbs of a body. And the brahmacharis are considered the legs. And the grihasthas, the vanaprasthas, the sannyasis are other parts of the body. And the grihasthas, they earn. And the brahmacharis, the vanaprasthas and the sannyasis, they don't earn. But they dedicate their lives for outreach opportunities. Sometimes grihasthas are extremely busy. I've seen staying with some grihasthas recently. They're extremely busy. And they don't have much time for outreach endeavors, but they can help support the other ashrams, and in this way they can participate in the outreach. And also now they can also participate in outreach on whatever way they can. Like they can cultivate their neighbors, they can cultivate people in the community. Brahmacharis, sannyasis, vanaprasas are often very mobile. They're traveling here and there. So they can inspire some people, but then you need grihasthas locally who are there to cultivate and take care of those people who are coming to Krishna consciousness. So they need to work together as a team to spread Krishna consciousness. And this is very pleasing to Lord Krishna when we all serve together. Just like Lord Rishabhdev's sons, when they were serving together cooperatively, and Lord Krishna blessed them with happiness in this life and also going back home, back to Godhead at the end of this lifetime. So this is the essence of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to the Korma Brahman. Yaredeka Tarekaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agya. Amara means my mera agya, my order. As you become a guru, you distribute this knowledge. Tara Edesh, all over the country. Yaredeka, whoever you meet. Tarikaha, you give him Krishna Upadesh, the instruction of Lord Krishna. So this is the conclusion. We should chant Hare Krishna and we should preach Krishna consciousness. And a very important part of preaching Krishna consciousness is taking care of our family responsibilities nicely, and especially taking care of our children and raising them in Krishna consciousness. Any questions or comments? Yes, Divyanam Prabhu.
So, this is regarding the verse in Bhagavatam. You mentioned, Prabhu, that we should not become a father, a teacher, mother, or a demigod if we can't deliver our dependence. So, I was just thinking about that verse, that how can we feel or understand that now, okay, I'm up to that level that I can deliver now, let me become, you know, father or mother, let's, you know, plan on having kids, or let me take the role of a spiritual master. So, is it possible to come to that stage and accept the position, or while we are trying or on the path, we can accept that position?
You know, it's an interesting question that, you know, when to accept this role of mother or father or teacher or guru. And it brings to mind an incident. I was acting as my Guru Maharaj's correspondence secretary. So one disciple wrote Guru Maharaj and said, my wife is pregnant, so I want to take your blessings, Guru Maharaj, to have a child. And Guru Maharaj is like, it's a little late, isn't it? She's already pregnant, you know? And he told, and I was a little surprised, puzzled. And he explained to me that the tradition is the disciples should approach the guru for permission to have child. You know? So, and to become a guru also, it's not that suddenly you're a self-declared guru. Someone gives you permission or gives you an order, agya, now you should become a guru, like that. So in all cases, we get that order from a superior authority. In all humility, we can never think ourselves qualified to deliver others. We think we're too small, too fallen ourselves. If you want to pull someone out of the water, save someone who's drowning, you have to be on dry land yourself first. But the humble devotee will generally consider that himself, herself, I'm just drowning in the material ocean. Mm-hmm. But if you approach senior devotees, guru, and say, I'm considering this service of being a mother or a father or a teacher or a guru, then please instruct me. Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava prachami tvam dharma samudhichetaha. It's Treyaha Syana Seyad Bhuhi Tanme Shishastaham Sharimam Twam Papanam. So now I'm confused about my duty. This is Arjuna's inquiring from Krishna. He says, I'm confused. I've lost all composure due to miserly weakness. In this condition, I'm asking you to kindly tell me, what should I do? Now I'm your disciple. Shishastaham Shadimam Twam Prapanam. I'm your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. So we submit to the senior devotees, to guru, and ask them to instruct us. And if they say, yes, now you become father, now you become guru, now you become teacher, that is the proper, then we can do it with full confidence. Utsaha nischayat dharyat. Tat tat karma pravartanat sangha tyagat satovrite shadbhir bhakti prasidati. then we can engage in devotional service with confidence, determination, patience. Does that answer your question, Prabhu?
I still have another question, Prabhu. So sometimes, because of our conditioning, we try to avoid asking our guru or senior devotees about the service, because if they say some service and then we have to follow, and then if it doesn't matches with our interest, we just want to do the service on our own way. So how to develop that surrender or submissiveness that we always submit to our gurus to get empowerment to do service?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike, cleansing the heart. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. By practice, abhyas, keep trying. If at first you don't succeed, try again. You know, we try to surrender to guru, it doesn't work out. It's not like that's our last chance. You know, we always have another day to try to surrender more and more. Sarva dharman pritcha ja mame kam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishi masuchaha. Krishna says, surrender unto me. We surrender to Krishna through his representative. So every day we have another chance to try to surrender more and more. As I mentioned earlier, I was traveling with Guru Maharaj as a secretary for 8 years. And sometimes I was able to surrender, and sometimes I wasn't. And sometimes I was and it was easy, and sometimes I was and it was hard. And I remember one time I was just came before Guru Maharaj with a particular request or were an issue, and Guru Maharaj lost his patience and he just said, "Do whatever you want." Which is pretty much the worst thing your guru can say to you. At the time, I thought it was the best thing. Okay, now I can do whatever I want. Great. But later I learned it's like one of the worst things a guru will say to you. Because he says, all right, just do whatever you want. No need of surrender. It's the guru's mercy is he helps us surrender more and more. Like that. So another day, another chance. You try to surrender, you fail, next day try again. Pray, wake up in the morning, pray to Krishna, please Krishna, let me surrender to you more today than yesterday. Mm-hmm. Let me come closer to you. And that's why we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Which means, O my Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your devotional service. Let me surrender to you. Not please engage me in my devotional service. Like that. So we're praying to surrender more and more. It's a gradual process. It's a gradual process. Prabhupada says if you want, you can become Krishna conscious like that, so fast. But it means full surrender. Because of our conditioning, as you mentioned, not all of us are ready for that. And sometimes we're more surrendered on one day, and we're less surrendered the next day. A lot of it depends on our quality of our rounds. If we chant nice rounds, then we'll feel inspired and inspired for devotional service, inspired to surrender. If our rounds are not chanted nicely, if we're making offenses against the holy name, then we don't have the inspiration and shakti to surrender. So we try to surrender more and more. And look to each other for inspiration. See the services of other devotees. Appreciate the services of other devotees. Appreciate the surrender of other devotees. And from that we can gain inspiration. So we also should read the stories of the previous acharyas and see their surrender, the level of surrender. As Koresh was serving Ramanuja Charja, and then the king came to kill Ramanuja Charja, and Koreshi changed his Grihastha Vesh with Ramanujacharya's sannyasi clothes, and he took all the torture. They poked out his eyes with hot iron rods, And he was just praying, thank you, Krishna, for giving me this opportunity to offer this service to my guru. You know, so much surrender. And then finally he was reunited with his guru, and the guru said, go to the deity and pray for your eyes back. So he went and he prayed to the deity, please forgive the king who had my eyes plucked out. And he came back. Did you pray for your eyes? No. Okay, go back again. So he didn't surrender fully. He's go back again the next day. Pray the same thing. So he went and he prayed, please forgive the guys who put the hot iron rods in my eyes. And came back. Did you pray for your eyes? No. Okay, go back again next day. Say, my spiritual master has lost something. Please return it. Because the disciple is actually the property of the guru. So the Quraysh prayed, my spiritual master has lost something. Please return it. So then the Lord returned his eyes. So much inspiration we can get by hearing of the activities and the services of these great souls, our previous acharyas, and each other. They're appreciating. The activities of Quraysh. Does anyone else have any questions or comments? Yes, Mataji.
Mataji, how in living in this Grihastha ashram life every day, how we can balance it out? Like, I like to chant more and more. Each and every day, I love to, but at the same time, I have to run the business. So each day I know that I don't want to go and do the work over there because I like to do chanting. So how I can maintain?
Yeah.
See,
pray to Krishna to give you more and more opportunity for chanting. Yeyatam mam prapajyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. As you surrender to me, I reward you accordingly. So what's the reward that we want? We want more time to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So because you're sincere, I'm sure Krishna will facilitate your chanting more and more.
Sorry, Prabhuji, but at the same time, sometimes I feel like that yes, is my duty to help my husband, you know, in business. So that way, sometimes I feel like that, you know, it's like a hard decision for me, which one I choose. I like because I love bhakti so much, so I go into so deep, so I forget sometimes myself to be where I am and what I have to do that one. That moment comes up in my life. Yeah. That sometimes. So I realize, no, what I do. I did the wrong things. It's my duty to go and help him out. Yeah. So it's little decisions comes up to me. So that's why how we can balance living in Grihastha ashram. Mm. Of course we can't the duty, right? Every day's lifestyle of the duty of the Grihastha ashram. We have to fulfillment, we have to responsibility, and we have to do it our due responsibility. Nice way.
Have you shared these thoughts with your husband?
Yeah, I did. But he's also going through so much. He's working so much hard as well.
Yeah.
And I'm also trying to help him out as well. But it's just like I'm trying more. My is more into the, I like more spirituality.
If you take blessings from your husband, then then you may get more of an opportunity.
It's like each one is like you know their duty to go to work, right? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Same, my duty comes up over there as well. So I like to go, but at the same time I like to do more prayers. So that is the battle in my mind is going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes
we should, as a wife, your duty is to serve the husband.
So husband look after the kids as well, running house as well, all that. Plus on top, bhakti is that song I can't live without for a second. Mm. So in that situation, how we can balance it out?
You can get up earlier. You have to go to work at 10, right? If you get up 1 hour earlier, you can chant 8 more rounds.
Rounds I finish, but on top I like the chanting. That's my part is, Sankirtan is my part. Is that's I love so much. And that is my Sankirtan chanting. Sankirtan, that is my most, I really enjoy so much in that one. And I want like a day and day more and more.
You can start Sankirtan party.
It's little, you know, battle Prabhuji is trying to help myself, but is duty comes, sometimes duty is more, but I have to help him out, and sometimes,
If he wants you to help him, then you should help him. And you can also express your desire to him to have more time for chanting.
Right.
And he may surprise you. He may say, okay, take this day off, just chant.
Oh, goodness. He doesn't force me to work, but I feel like that way, to be the part of, you know, member of the family members and to help when we have like a running the family and everything. So I feel like that way. Is my duty.
Well, if he doesn't force you to work, then if you are doing Sankirtan, that is also of even higher benefit to the family.
Right.
You know?
But it's like he needs help. So that's why I feel like that.
If he wants you to help, you help him. You can express your desire to have more time for chanting. And then maybe he'll think of some way to give you some more time. If you just communicate with him that you have that desire. Communication means cooperation. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hare Krishna. Aur kuch chahiye? Hare Krishna. Okay, so let's have a little Sankirtan just to end.
Please.
Thank you. Gantaraj Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Tagore Premanande.
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
prayers?
Yes.
Someone can sing?
Look at this in your
Yeah.
ki jai Lai Maharaj ki jai Prabhupada ki jai Gaur Premanande
of Richmond, I would first of all express our sincere gratitude to this wonderful family for opening the heart and opening the doors of their house and bringing us all in this wonderful glorification of holy names of the Lord. And not just that, Mataji and Prabhuji has been preparing for this wonderful gathering, wonderful evening, although we are small in number, but it was very intimate quality gathering association. Mataji was cleaning all week, even with the kids and, you know, work schedule, and Prabhu's been, you know, serving in different ways, and Mataji did a big feast, huge feast for all the devotees. So we can't say thank enough to this wonderful family. And we really want to express our gratitude by loudly chanting them,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
They had that intense desire to host devotees and serve them. So Lord fulfilled the desire today, and we'll come back again. And of course, we have our guest, Prabhu, today. So Prabhu, your name?
My name is Raja.
Raja, wow, that's a wonderful name. And I'm guessing your friend or colleague or
neighbors,
even better. Wow, so that's glorious. Like we were studying today, all the grihasthas should invite the neighbors to chant and glorify the holy names. And thank you for participating in this gathering. And we are very, very happy to have you. Welcome Raja Prabhu, by loudly chanting
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
And yes.
I know it's tomorrow's program also, so they
yes. And also, last not least, we have the mercy and association of our very dear His Grace Ekalavya Prabhu for last few weeks, and it's continuing for a couple more weeks to come. And we really, really thankful for his traveling all around in Richmond also, you know. he travels all around the world, but in Richmond we make him travel all around. So we are very, very thankful to Prabhuji. And also for the information, especially for the Raja Prabhu, we meet just like this in a bigger gathering every Sunday, starting 11:30. We do chanting of the holy names just like we did Kirtan, and then we also discuss and hear from wonderful speakers about the topics of Bhagavad Gita, and then lunch prasad for everyone. So please come with your family.
I don't have family, I'm bachelor.
Oh, wow. No, then you have family, you have other bachelors. So bring other bachelors then. That's your family, we all have family. So that's wonderful, thank you. So thank you all. Now we'll have prasadam.
Where the places?
Oh yes. So we'll give you more details on. You can contact.
Yeah.
Prabhuji. Yeah. Yes, please. So. Mahaprasade Govinde.
Mahaprasade Govinde.
Nam Brahmane Vaishnave.
Nam Brahmane Vaishnave.
Krishna, 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 Krish Yeah, I'm from Chandra Babu Naidu, the magic.